ABC Radio Australia. Now, in areas of Vanuatu and Fiji that were devastated by Cyclone Harold earlier this month, mosquito and waterborne diseases are starting to emerge. In Vanuatu, cases of malaria, dengue and conjunctivitis have been reported, while in Fiji, the Red Cross says one person has died from leptospirosis and others have been hospitalised. Liam Fox reports.
It's more than 3 weeks since Cyclone Harold tore through Vanuatu. One of the areas hardest hit is Sanma Province, which takes in the islands of Santo and Malo. As people try to rebuild their devastated lives, the province's public health manager, Vanua Sikon, says a new threat has emerged: disease.
So far we're receiving report of watery diarrhea, but not really an outbreak. It's more kind of an initial stage where we have only few sporadic cases from different locations and a few cases of conjunctivitis. So far, we have 3 confirmed cases of the dengue and a few cases of malaria.
So far, there are only isolated cases, not clusters. Mr. Sikon says responding to them and trying to prevent wider outbreaks pose big challenges for the province's limited health resources, resources that were already stretched by the effort to keep coronavirus out of the country.
We have too many small islands and transportation by land or by sea is quite a challenge for us. Communication is one of our challenges because after the cyclone, most of the networking is still struggling to be up.
In Fiji, Cyclone Harold's full fury was focused on the islands in the country's south, Kandavu and the Lau Group. On Kandavu, there are cases of leptospirosis, a bacterial disease spread through water, soil or food contaminated with the urine of infected animals, most commonly rats. One of the cases was fatal, according to Elisapethi Roko Tunindau, Director General of the Fiji Red Cross.
For Kandavu itself, we have 11 cases for leptospirosis. One has died, 3 have been airlifted to Suva, and there are about 5 who are now recovering.
She says there have also been 2 cases of dengue fever on the island. The Red Cross is responding by providing rat bait and mosquito nets. But that effort and the wider response to Cyclone Harold is being hampered by bad weather. Ms. Roko Tunindau says a boat loaded with emergency supplies was due to leave for Kandavu yesterday, but its departure has been postponed. The presence of coronavirus in Fiji is also adding a layer of complexity. Kandavu and the Lau Islands are free of the virus and the Fiji government wants to keep them that way, so restrictions have been placed on those responding to the cyclone. Ms. Roko Tunindau says the restrictions are justified, but they are limiting the speed of the response.
We need to identify people who will be going for the second phase, and then they will have to be on self-isolation for 14 days. And before they go, the boats are actually sprayed before people board, and people are again retested to see if any have developed any signs.
Back in Vanuatu, Public Health Manager Vanua Sikon says people in Sanma Province are also in desperate need of help. For the health sector, he says one of the most pressing needs is for shelter, so health facilities can continue to operate.
Because most of our facilities were damaged or destroyed by TC Harold. Most of our facilities, the roofs were peeled off. So we really need support. At the moment, we're trying to put tents, we're trying to put tarpaulin on top of the roof so that we're destroyed, just to make sure that the services keeps on going.